Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. And everyone all said cocked and locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech here in the United States. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Boy, what a struggle to make sure this phone is all up and running. I was on the phone yesterday for a blooming over an hour and a half total time there trying to get this phone all up and ready to go for today. And so hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed and hold the chin just right, and hopefully things will go okay.
You know, I thought that here at the farm we had the worst telephone provider in the galaxy. And yesterday when I was trying to talk with you, I think you beat us. I think yours was even worse.
Well, Vince, you know, we sort of have this friendly competition going on.
Yeah, we certainly do. Kyle, if it's do you have anything that you wanted to comment on before we get
There's quite a few things that are happening right now, and I just want folks, there's been some good news as far as some of these entrenched people, Cheney and Murkowski and all of these different people being primaried out. And people are looking at that and trying to gain, and I think rightfully so, some hope that maybe we can turn things around a little bit in this nation. But the reality is, folks, the powers that be, the international bankers, that's the biggest one, BlackRock, all these big, huge worldwide corporations are going to move this country into a financial collapse because they control the money. And anytime you control the money, you control the price of feed, you control the price of diesel oil, of fuel, of anything. You control it all. So the reason that we're on USA Prepares is to try to help you transition from where we were to the reality of where Vince and I think we're going. And so whatever we have for you today and every other Thursday when I'm on and different, and with Kathy and all the other instructors too, is if you'll pay attention and really do something about it, it will make your transition into this thing more survivable for a little longer period of time. I just see this thing collapsing daily. You were talking about the other compressor oil. Well, I called around three different places, Vince, because I got to thinking to myself, you know, that's the one thing I don't really have much of. I only have one medium-sized compressor that takes compressor oil, but I don't, and I changed the oil in it, but I thought to myself, you know, I don't have any of that. I called three different parts houses yesterday, and nobody had any except one, and they had 1 gallon. And I asked them, I said, what about this Rotella T5, which is like a 1540 synthetic truck oil, you know, for diesel trucks? And the one parts house said, we have 5 gallons. That's it. So that stuff is slowly but surely just disappearing off the market. It's coming in spotty. But folks, if you see it and you think you're going to need it, you better get it. I so appreciate, Vince, you sending the links for those hotshot kits for the refrigeration for freezers. I ordered two each of them to be able to have them in stock, you know, and they're on their way now. I've got confirmation that the orders came in or that they've been shipped. So anyway, folks, I am trying to live what I'm telling you. The one area of expertise I would say that I'm probably weakest in is air conditioning. Now, I can fill up an air conditioning on a car or something like that. But refrigeration, dealing with freezers and refrigerators and things like that, I'm not as strong in that as I'd like to be. Electrically, I can figure that stuff out. But the compressors and all of those things, I'm not that I haven't done that much of it. So I went to town the other day, and I bought a 860-page book on refrigeration and heating. Dealing with the compressors, the capacitors, and all of those things. And my intent is to read it. So I'm trying to tell you folks that I'm trying to live, and so is Vince. We're living what we're talking about here. Anyway, that's kind of where I was going to start out, Vince, but we can go wherever you want. You're the rocket man.
Well, Kyle, thank you for sharing that experience about the diesel engine oil. And I don't think people really believe that it's true, but it absolutely is true. Now, you mentioned that one dealer had 5 gallons. And let me just put this in perspective, class. We have a John Deere tractor, and we have a couple Deutz tractors. And they're just about 100 horsepower, roughly. So the rear tires are about as tall as I am. Just to give you a sense of how large these tractors are. Now, there are plenty of tractors that are way bigger than that, but for a 250-acre farm, that's about the size you need. Well, if I were to change the oil in one of those tractors, just one, it would take 3 gallons just to change the engine oil. 3 gallons. That means if I went to the same store that Kyle went to and beat him by 30 seconds and were able to get all 5 gallons, I would not be able to change the oil in two tractors. And we change the oil every year. This is a big problem. And so, Kyle, you know, if you think about, how about a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel? Same kind of thing. It holds an enormous amount of oil, not just 5 quarts. It holds way more than that. So 5 gallons might get you through a couple of oil changes on a Cummins pickup truck. I'm talking about Dodge with a Cummins engine. So just wanted to put that in perspective. And one other comment, it's really not germane to this discussion, but it is in terms of Liz Cheney and some of these other people who think they have they're entitled to a life at the public trough. Consider this. No one ever seizes power with plans to relinquish it. No one ever seizes power with plans to relinquish it. And here's an example. How about Barry Satoro? When he was selected for CEO of USA, I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama, when he was selected, he got to sit in the big chair for 4 years, and then he wanted more. And he would have kept running, probably, and if the system would allow it, but you only get a chance for 2 terms, 2 times 4, 8 years. How about the Queen of England? Is she getting up off that throne? Hardly. And how about Vladimir Putin? Does he want to give it up? Hardly. So those are just 3 small examples of people who are in power who don't want to relinquish it. You're talking about compressor oil. Class, I've done some research on compressor oil. And it is different from diesel engine oil. It is different from gasoline engine oil. typically what I've been able to find out is that there are brand names associated with compressor oil. We're talking about air compressors, the type that you inflate tires with, the, you know, those kind of compressors. Now, the two main types of compressors that are available to we, the villagers. One is an airless, which, I'm sorry, an oilless, and it does not have an oil bath, kind of like a gasoline or engine would have. It has a system of Teflon rings and piston, and it does not use oil for cooling and oil for lubrication. Generally speaking, they're lighter weight. They don't last as long. But for a shop that really depends on a compressor to run and run and run, almost continuous duty, an oil bath is what I think is the best way to go. So there's a splash lubrication system. There's a piston, crankshaft, connecting rod, and piston rings. And the piston goes up and down, compresses the air, and when air gets compressed, it gets hot. And to cool that thing, to cool that system, to cool that machine, engine oil is a great way to do it. And so the engine oil transfers the heat to the cylinder and to the crankcase, if you will, and air blows from the flywheel of the compressor across the cast iron or aluminum housing, the crankcase and or the cylinder head. And that oil becomes contaminated because of metal against metal. So the idea is to change the oil, and what's recommended is once a year. Hardly anybody does that. So what kind of oil do you use? Well, the additive package in gasoline engine oil and diesel engine oil is not suitable for an air compressor. So what most of my research has shown me is that non-detergent 30 or non-detergent 40, SAE 30 or SAE 40, non-detergent oil is the way to go. Some people recommend synthetic oil, but I think you'll be okay with just plain old non-detergent, we'll call it air compressor oil. So it doesn't have the detergent, it doesn't have a lot of the other additives that are in gasoline and diesel engine oil. So it's kind of a rare bird. You don't see it very often, non-detergent oil. And our son was able to find some yesterday. He was able to get 5 quarts of STP-branded oil, non-detergent 30, and $5.49 price on the shelf. But if you go to AutoZone, and STP is the AutoZone house brand, they license the name STP. And Walmart sells their SuperTech brand for $4.12 in the store. It's more expensive online. $4.12 in the store, and AutoZone price matched it for them. So from $5.49 shelf price for STP, non-detergent 30, was down to $4.12. The point is, you can negotiate with these big box auto stores. You can say, well, I can get it for less at this other place. And they're not going to sell you Valvoline brand oil for the price of SuperTech at Walmart. But they will sell you, or they will get close to the Walmart price for their house brand. So I suggest you consider negotiating. And you'll have to have proof that you can get it for less at the Chinese factory outlet. So there's a couple thoughts, a couple lessons from the book about oil for compressors, and non-detergent 30 is probably the best overall choice. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle, so it's Kyle, you know, you're talking about this air conditioning and refrigeration book that you got. Kathy and her husband were very kind to me. They happened to be looking at an auction, and they had in their area this auction that's online, and it had a bunch of manuals that probably nobody would want, except maybe me. And so these were automobile repair manuals from the 1960s and 1970s. Now, the principles are still the same, you know, for internal combustion engines. That hasn't changed that much. Electronics have gotten more sophisticated, but the mechanical principles are still the same. And so one of the books, she sent me a link to it, and I looked at it. One of the books was called Modern Refrigeration and Air Conditioning, Theory, Practice of Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Systems. And it's 1,120 pages. I said, boy, it'd be great if you could bid on that. And so she won the auction. And they packed up three huge boxes of these manuals and sent them to me, which was really wonderful. Now, they probably came in around $3 a piece. You know, with shipping. And shipping was like 90% or 95% of the cost. How much did you pay for your manual?
Oh, man, Vince. The only one I could find used was $25. Hmm. And but I am at the point, like we've talked before, I am at the point where if I think I'm going to need it, the cost with this paper fiat money is irrelevant to a degree. I mean, if I can afford it at all, and I'm going to get it. It's just like I don't even have a diesel truck, but my son-in-law does. And so I bought the diesel engine oil, and eventually he's going to need it. And then I bought the only gallon of that compressor oil, even though I just changed it, but I was out of compressor oil. So I made sure I had it, you know. So I paid $25 for mine, and it's only 860 pages. You beat me big time on that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you saying that Team Kathy and her husband and Team Finelli beat Team Kyle? This is a first.
I'm so beat down, Vince, that I don't even think I can look up and see daylight.
Well, you know, the point of all this is that I wanted to teach our son more about refrigeration systems, and it's very complex. It really is. Until you understand it, then it's not so complex. But the pictures are really important to teach refrigeration systems. So if you have a car that you think you're going to work on the air conditioning system or your home, you might want to get one of these, you know, books on the principles of refrigeration. And because I don't think there's going to be anybody who really knows what they're doing to call. For example, if you go to a big box auto store, today they hardly have any idea what they're selling. It's not like in the 1970s when I was behind the counter as a young guy selling auto parts for the auto parts store, something like that. Because I was also a mechanic at Sears Roebuck and Company. I also built race engines, and I raced on the track. So I knew about differentials, universal joints, alternators, cooling systems, compression, rings, rod bearings, main bearings, oil seals, nuts, bolts, grades. I knew about those things. So when I was behind the counter, I could actually address the customer's concerns. I could actually help the customer. But today, you take away that computer screen, and the people behind the counter can hardly help you. Because they won't. I had to look up everything in a book. There was a counter that had probably 12 feet or so of books that you'd look up parts in. So if somebody wanted to buy a muffler, for example, I had to know who made the muffler. Was it a Walker muffler? Was it an AP muffler? Was it a Mermont muffler? I had to know who the manufacturers of water pumps were. So if they wanted a water pump, I went to the water pump manufacturer and found the right water pump. If they wanted an alternator, I had to go to the alternator books, of which there were several, to figure out which alternator would be the best way. And the customer might say, well, do you have any other choices? So I might have to go to three different brands and three different price books. So I had to know.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saudi Arabia sentenced a woman rights activist to 34 years in prison Monday over her Twitter account. The Salma al-Shihab conviction has the U.S. State Department taking a closer look at the case. A bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday night killed at least 21 people and wounded dozens. The same judge that issued the take-everything warrant on President Trump's Florida home will decide today if probable cause portion of the warrant will be unsealed. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News calls out Attorney General Merrick Garland's double standard.
Last week, Merrick Garland was talking about wanting to be transparent, and they're opposing releasing this information, yet the people investigating this case have been leaking to the media, leaking grand jury materials or information.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Excessive heat this year could affect Christmas trees in the coming years.
Heat waves could affect Christmas tree farms. Live Christmas trees are more popular than ever, but heat waves and droughts could force some to go back to artificial trees. It takes years to grow a tree before it's harvested, and while more mature trees could be plentiful this holiday season, newer trees with years to go are suffering in some parts of the country. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
As China and Russia announce joint military operations later on this month, Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News says slave labor is what President Biden's green energy policies are paying for.
The Democrats just spent hundreds of billions of dollars to try to empower that regime more. Remember, China has a large portion of the world's so-called green energy technology, especially the minerals that go into it. Some of those slaves are making those exact solar panels or other inputs to it. We're spending hundreds of billions of taxpayers' dollars now on that technology, as opposed to trying to produce more oil and gas here in North America. That's because liberals like Joe Biden will avert their eyes from slaves and China or African child laborers while they look down their nose at American roughnecks and coal miners. The exact opposite of what we should be doing, producing more of our energy, producing less energy from China, which is being built on the backs of slave labor.
DUI crash suspect Ann Hesh's cause of death was announced by the coroner. Smoke inhalation and thermal injuries. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, the kiss of death is when a host talks about commercials. But I'm going to do it. So, and I only have a positive comment. You've heard the commercial just now, shopsupertea.com. And then the announcer says, shop super tea, and I'm paraphrasing, that's shop, S-H-O-P. Now, I just want to talk about why I believe they said that. Because I call, by the way, I called the CEO of that company, and I'm the man is wonderful, absolutely as nice as can be. And I just wanted to say that that commercial is the way commercials should be. It's clear. It's concise. He repeated, you know, shop, that's shop, S-H-O-P. So if that were to go in one ear and out the other, no, it sticks because He's not being condescending, in my opinion, by saying shop, that's S-H-O-P. He's doing it to remind you that this is how you get there, shopsupertea.com. They talk about the price. They talk about what it is. They give you a complete description in 1 minute, which most commercials can't do. And the reason I'm mentioning this is what I'm finding is that people today do not know how to communicate clearly, effectively, concisely, and accurately. They get it wrong too often. And I'm talking about making enormous amounts of mistakes. Our son was trying to buy some auto parts, and there was a gal behind the counter trying to help him. And she kept telling him he was wrong, and everything that he said was wrong. That's what she was telling him. And he said, no, I didn't say that. Here's exactly what I said. And she just flat out couldn't get it right. And why is that? Because she's not a mechanic. She can only regurgitate what she sees on the screen. She's not a mechanic. She hasn't turned wrenches. She hasn't gotten her knuckles bloody. And she doesn't know what she's doing. So there's a tremendous amount of miscommunication. Now, it must be frustrating for that gal who's trying to tell our son, you know, that he's wrong when our son is absolutely correct. And he has to politely re-correct her with every step. But what I'm seeing is the inability for young people to communicate. Kyle, are we alone here in our little hamlet in Missouri, or are you seeing this as well?
Oh, it's a constant thing, Vince. This just happened to me. My son's truck, an 04 GMC pickup, and I told the guy, I said, I want front brakes and rotors. Now, this is the commercial department of a local auto parts store. It's commercial. So he deals with nothing but other shops. All right. I said, make sure it is not in 04. They had all the four-wheel turning thing. I said, make sure it's not that. And so when I went in there and got those, they had given me the wrong brake shoes to the four-wheel turning version of that truck. And I had to take them back. And after I'd opened up the package and had everything busted apart, and I had to go back in there and said, I told you specifically what not to give me. And it's just, it's just so frustrating. I totally understand that. It is just so frustrating.
Okay, so when I was selling auto parts back in the 1970, mechanics would come in and they would put the part on the counter. Okay, if there's an alternator, they would put the alternator on, the one that they wanted to replace. They put that on the counter. If it were brakes, they'd bring in the brake shoes or brake pads or the rotor. Whatever it was, they'd bring it in. If it was a water pump, they'd bring it in. They'd put it on the counter. And the reason that they would do that, and they don't do it today, they don't do it today. Mechanics don't bring in the old part and to buy a new one. They just go to the auto parts store and they say, here's what I've got, and they walk out with the new one. They do not bring the old one in. The reason is because the mechanics have no confidence that the auto parts store is going to have that part that they're looking for. They have no confidence that it's going to be in stock. So if they take the brake assembly apart and they take off the pads, and then they go to get the parts, and they can't get the parts because they're not in stock, the customer won't be able to move that car because it's going to be a part. If they take the water pump apart and take it off and bring it into the auto parts store, and the auto parts store doesn't have one for 3 days, that car's not moving for 3 days. That's a difference between today, the way things work, and the way they worked 50 years ago in 1970 when I was selling auto parts. Because the parts were in stock. It was very rare that we had what we call special order a part. That was rare. We had it in stock. I'm talking about tailpipes, exhaust pipes, mufflers, front pipes, wide pipes, pretty much everything that wasn't a dealer item we had in stock. It's not the case anymore. Kyle, do you agree with that logic? I mean, I just came up with that on the fly, but I think that's correct.
No, I totally agree with that, Vince. The only other part to that is they'll call rather than tear it all apart. I totally agree with that. But they also call and they'll have it delivered so that they can cut the time down. You know, we didn't used to be in such a hurry with everything. There was if you did a brake job on a, you know, 77 Chevy pickup, say, for an example, the price was, about $100. You know, you would just do it, and that was what you charged for it. And if you went to town to take the parts back there and get the parts, if there was a core charge on, like, a caliper or something along those lines, you'd have it there with you. And it was no big deal because it was going to be $100, and $100 went a lot further. But thanks to, you know, the Mongol manufacturing society that we have developed into, this everything is so iffy as to whether or not anybody's going to have it, and you can't afford to take the time to drive in and do anything like that. You know, you just can't. I totally agree with you.
And I think it's really not so much the shop. It's partially the shop's fault, but I think it's driven by the customer, because the customer has this expectation that the sign says 15-minute oil change. So they think it's 15 minutes. They have no idea what it's like trying to get these rusted bolts loose, you know, to do a different kind of a job. And they have no idea that you cannot do an oil change in 15 minutes. People are so demanding and in such a hurry today that there are now even oil change companies that will change your oil while you sit in the car. Okay? So you drive in, you sit in the car, and I don't know how many minutes later, you drive out. But what you're driving out with is a lot of dirty oil in the engine, because it takes longer than the amount of time that they spend on changing the oil to drain the oil. That's a fact. It's an absolute fact that, and I've measured it, you get about a half a cup of dirty oil, additional dirty oil, out of an engine if you drain it overnight, as compared to the amount of time that, you know, one of these quick lube change places will let the oil drain out. And I've done it. There was a guy here at the shop. Actually, John Statmiller was here. And we put his Mazda up on the lift. And I said, okay, so let me show you something. So you tell me, if you were to bring this to one of those quick lube places, you tell me about when to put the drain plug back in. So we took the drain plug of the oil pan out. The oil's running out. And he said, about now. I said, okay. So I put a cup underneath that drain plug and let it drip, drip, drip for a while we inspected the rest of his car. So we looked at the brakes, the bearings, the shocks. We looked at the tires. We looked at the belts. We looked at the other fluids. And we came back. There's about a half a cup more dirty oil in there, in the cup, that would not have come out had we put the plug in at the interval the quick lube place would have done it. Kyle, have you experimented with that, Kyle, as well?
I have. You know, when I was a service manager, we had an old gentleman. Now, this was we handled pretty much GMC pickups, and we would do Dodge diesels and, Chrysler products and General Motors products. But we had this old gentleman who had a Ford with a 7.3 Power Stroke in it, an older one, and he just loved that truck. And so his whole deal was he would bring it in right at quitting time, they'd run it up on the rack, and they would drain the oil, and then they would leave it. His intent was you had to leave it overnight. It was interesting because our lube guy at the time, his name was Dan, and he said, you know, I'm just going to find out how much oil drains out of this thing overnight and if this guy is full of beans or not. And so he put a little container underneath it, and overnight out of this 7.3 Power Stroke, he got half a quart, Vince. And that's after it was kind of, that's after it was down to like dripping about a drip, 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 about one every maybe second and a half. And then he stuck that container underneath it. And normally speaking, when it got down that slow, he would have put the oil plug back in there and did the oil, went on with the oil change. But he got half a quart overnight.
Yeah, and I can tell the class why that is versus a half a cup. So on a gasoline engine, the oil is typically lower viscosity, okay? Typically 5W30, which is thinner than 15W40 diesel engine oil. So diesel engine oil is less inclined to flow at any given temperature as compared to gasoline engine oil. So that's one of the reasons. Also, diesel engine is bigger. There's more surfaces for the oil that's thicker to adhere to, so it takes longer to drip down. But you're absolutely right. I've measured a half a cup to a half a quart. You know, small engine, half a cup, big engine, diesel engine, half a quart. You're absolutely positively right. So the bottom line, class, is that the customers are expecting you to do something that is physically impossible. You cannot get all the oil, the old oil, out of an engine in just a couple minutes. It cannot be done. It's impossible. The laws of physics say it. Not me, not Kyle, the laws of physics. And we can't change them. So the bottom line is you need to change your own oil. Kyle and I have been saying this for a long time. You need to change your own oil. You need to, and here's the plan. So if you're going to town, before you leave, you have everything ready. If you have drive-up ramps where you can keep the car level and raise it up so you can get under it, or if you have a lift, the plan is to have everything ready. So when you come back from that trip from town, you know, a half hour or more, the engine oil is hot, the contaminants are in suspension in the oil, and you immediately pull that drain plug. Make sure you wear gloves to protect your hands from the oil and the temperature. And the oil filter. Pull them both immediately. And that way, and I lift up the dipstick so it's not fully seated, so air can replace the oil that drains out, so it drains out really quickly. Now, of course, I need to say, don't do it, because you can get burned. But that's the best way to do it.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and we've been talking about automotive issues, car parts, difficulty getting them, lack of knowledge behind the counter, etc. Kyle, I've been working on a carburetor, and it seems like when a gasoline engine comes into the shop and it's a carburetor-related issue, I get tasked mm-hmm. with it. And for some reason, our children call me T, the letter T. Not T-E-E, not T-E-A, just the letter T. And I'm not sure where that comes from, but they've been doing it for a long time. And so every once in a while I hear, hey, T, got a carburetor. I know you love working on carburetors. Which is not exactly correct.
Yeah.
And so tractor came in. An old 1960s-something tractor, like 1964 Ford tractor. And there is a mechanism within the carburetor. It's a brass piston that slides up and down a brass cylinder to meter the fuel. And it's frozen in place. So it's a combination of the alcohol and the gasoline that this farmer used. And used the tractor for a while, put it away, and it locked up the carburetor that I just rebuilt last year. So it's a real problem, and the price of a carburetor for this 1964 tractor, it's just a little tractor, is $560, 560. I'm not sure what's going on with carburetors, American, you know, carburetors like Holley. It makes no sense. $560. This is not a two-barrel. It's not a four-barrel. It's just a single-barrel carburetor. Nothing special. But to make this engine work, it's $560. So I'm trying some heroics to save this carburetor without buying any gaskets, without buying a needle seat and rebuilding kit. Rebuilding kits you can get for like $50. But I'm trying to avoid all that for the customer. So I'm using what's called an ultrasonic cleaner. Now this thing is something that was developed around World War II. It is a small container. It holds about a half a gallon of water. It has a heater. So think of it like a stainless steel container with four transducers and a driver to cause about 20 to 40,000 cycles per second of vibration in the bottom of, we'll call it like a sink. And you put whatever you want to clean in there, and you can turn up the water heating element to warm up the water. I use dishwashing detergent powder, like for an automatic dishwasher, about a teaspoon of dishwashing powder. And I put the carburetor in there, and the vibration of this water gets everywhere. And the dishwashing detergent reduces the surface tension of the water, so it gets into really small openings, orifices, crevices, tubes. And it will blast the dirt right off the carburetor. Now, it'll blast the rubber parts right off any parts of the carburetor that have rubber or cork. So you don't want to have any gaskets in there, just the brass and pot metal or aluminum casting. That's all you want to put in there. No Viton or neoprene, anything. No rubber parts. And it will clean it up, but not this one. This one is really stuck, and I'm trying heroics. But have you ever used an ultrasonic cleaner to clean a carburetor, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of times we had one at the shop where I used to work a long time ago when you do carburetors. And like you said, you leave anything in there that's rubber or any of that neoprene type stuff. Boy, I'll tell you what, it just eats it right up. It won't be there when you get done. That things are amazing. You know, we used to just take the old carburetors completely apart and dump them into a tub, like a 5 gallon tub. You'd have all the parts laying in this little screen, and you would just lower the screen down into the carb cleaner, and you'd take it out the next morning and blow it off and clean it up and reassemble everything and put it back together. But you know, Vince, I honestly think that too much of this stuff is so stupid, you know, to put rubber parts together and then put ethanol in everything so that, you know, it's going to eat it up. This is too calculated to be that stupid, in my opinion. I think it's designed, I think they went away from carburetors initially because people were starting to catch on that you could get, you know, hundreds of miles to the gallon off of running a carburetor off of vapors, and they had to do something to take the control away from people to be able to do that. That's my opinion for whatever it's worth. But anyway, I know we're coming up to the top of the hour, but we can continue talking about this later.
Yeah. Yeah, class, what has happened is you used to be able to work on carburetors and work on engines, and now with the computer controls, it's really getting tough. I mean, you can replace a computer, but can you modify one? Hardly. You can buy kits to tune them, but they're really expensive, and they don't do everything that you'd want to do. You know, we're having a tough time fixing new equipment.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.